From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after the two countries were arch enemies during a bitter war. The 3-day visit is part of Mr. Obama's rebalance to the Asia-Pacific region. Carl Thayer, professor emeritus at Australia's University of New South Wales, tells VOA that Vietnam has been a success story of Mr. Obama's rebalancing efforts.
They signed on to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, early. They will ratify it in June at the National Assembly meeting. And then securities ties are also on the agenda, and the rebalance was in part about reassuring the region that the United States would stay engaged. And the South China Sea dispute is center stage.
Among the issues expected to be raised also during the visit, the future of the U.S. arms embargo on Vietnam, a vestige of the Vietnam War that ended 4 decades ago. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the start of a military offensive to retake the city of Fallujah, held by the Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. Residents are being urged to leave before the operation begins. Afghan intelligence agency confirming that Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistan says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike was carried out, but lashed out at Washington for violating its sovereignty. Burkina Faso held local elections Sunday, part of the country's transition to democracy, more than a year after longtime ruler Blaise Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising. The vote, originally scheduled January the 31st, was postponed following the January 15th jihadist attacks that killed 30 in Ouagadougou. This is VOA News. Absentee ballots likely will decide who will be the next president of Austria. It is now a waiting game for both the media and the presidential candidates. Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer leads with 51.9% of the voting. His opponent, independent Alexander van der Bellen, has 48.1%, making the election too close to call. Absentee ballots are expected to be counted by tonight. If Hofer wins, he would become the European Union's first far-right head of state. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has warned the media against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris early on Thursday. In light of the recent aircraft incidents in Egypt, there has been speculation about how Flight 804's crash might further impact tourism. Rahil Rashed is Egypt's tourism chief.
We don't want to do predictions. You know, speculation and predictions are the worst thing you could do to any industry in the world. What you can do is you still work hard, you still hope to build, and you continue to work hard to build the momentum that can redrive business back to Egypt.
Investigators say smoke was detected in the cabin of the plane minutes before it crashed, but that has not been confirmed as the cause of the crash. Egypt's aviation minister has said a terrorist attack is more likely the cause of the crash than technical failure. There has been no terrorist claim of involvement in the air tragedy. U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has intensified his fight with Democratic Party leaders by supporting a challenger to the head of the Democratic National Committee and accusing the party establishment of trying to anoint rival Hillary Clinton as its nominee for president.
You got a lot of superdelegates out there. 400 of them actually came on board Clinton's campaign before anybody else was in the race. I asked those superdelegates to take a look at which candidate is the stronger candidate to defeat Donald Trump.
Clinton has said she already considers herself the de facto nominee of the Democratic Party, and she is increasingly turning her attention to Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee. She calls him dangerous. Trump refers to her as crooked Hillary. Singer Madonna paid homage to singer-songwriter Prince by wearing his signature color and bringing another icon, Stevie Wonder, on stage Sunday night at the Billboard Music Awards to sing the Prince classic song Purple Rain. Prince died on April the 21st at the age of 57.
That's the latest world news from VOA.